This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Much of the state can expect drastic temperature drops starting tonight as a cold front moves in. Besides the temperature swing, National Weather Service forecaster Evan Denrezo says Colorado should look for possible significant summer snow through Tuesday night.
We are expecting 8 to 14 inches on the eastern slopes of the Front Range Mountains and foothills. 3 to 6 inches possible in the I-25 corridor in Denver metro area, 6 to 10 inches on the Palmer Divide, and then lighter amounts from 1 to 5 inches in other parts of the mountains and high valleys.
The National Weather Service says it's possible the storm could set a record in Denver for a one-day temperature swing. Fire officials say high winds and low humidity today will increase the size of the Cameron Peak Fire in the forest north of Rocky Mountain National Park. The 89,000-acre blaze is currently 4% contained. Paul Brugink is the fire's public information officer.
They're talking up to 40-mile-an-hour winds on the ridgetops today. And with the low relative humidities, the dead timber that's there on the ground and standing, everything combined, that fuels a fire.
800 people are working on the fire. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office has issued additional mandatory evacuation orders for the Glacier View neighborhood and parts of Poudre Canyon. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park remains closed due to conditions caused by the Cameron Peak Fire, so watch out for that. 89 in Colorado Springs, this is CPR News.